Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Have a newborn baby and you don't send pictures of that newborn out to your friends and family. Are you pretty much admitting that you think that your baby is ugly?
Oh, you had a butt baby.
I mean, it happens.
Baby's butt.
Oh, babies are beautiful. Liar.
No, they're not.
My kid, my oldest kid. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, that kid was ugly.
Oh my God. You can't say that because he was a preemie.
Bless his little heart.
Oh, that's messed up. Well,
he was an ugly preemie. He had that big old banana head. Bless his little heart. His face was all red on one side, blue on the other. That was an ugly kid, man. So we weren't sending out too many pictures initially. Maybe this is the reason why, Cassie, here, that they are not sending out pictures.
She writes, I gave birth to my first baby recently, and when we got checked in at the hospital, my husband and I obviously told a few people, including my parents. My mom's immediate reaction was, let us know if you change your mind and you want us to come to the hospital, even though for weeks I said I didn't want anyone at the hospital. Then she said she was packing and said, we're coming, of course, but not to the hospital. They assumed that they could wait at my house, and I said no. After 21 hours of labor and 3 hours of pushing, my son was born and we let my parents know. Immediately, they were asking for photos. And I understand they're excited and they already love him. But holy crap, I felt like they were being needy and not respecting that I was tired. I was talking to hospital staff, trying to learn to breastfeed, all of the things. Once we got moved to a recovery room, my husband and I talked, and we decided to hold off on sending pictures to anyone, including his two favorite people, his dad and his grandmother, so it's not like my parents were being singled out. I can't even really explain why we didn't want to send pics of our son out right away. We both just had some anxiety about sending a photo to someone, and then that photo spreading like wildfire to people we didn't consent to having a photo of our son, so we just decided to hold off. Not forever, but for now. We literally already talked about how excited we are to send Christmas cards this year, but it's not a forever thing. My parents lost their minds. They blew up both our phones. They stressed me out to the point of tears. So my husband called my dad to ask them to stop, and my dad had the balls to hang up on my husband. And then my dad tells me that he and my husband don't ever need to speak or see each other again.
What?
Well, this escalated quickly.
Right?
When I was discharged and sent home, I sent my parents 3 texts about us being home and asking to FaceTime with them so they could see my son via video since we weren't doing photos. They ignored me. We finally FaceTimed yesterday, and my mom told me she had been sobbing all day and it was torture waiting for a photo. I told her then that she made my labor all about her and that no one asked me and my husband what we wanted. It was all about what they wanted. They said they didn't understand the photo thing, and everyone else in the world sends photos of new babies. And I said, I don't care about the world, and I totally see how sending a photo seems like no big deal, and our decision seems irrational, but you don't have to understand it. You just have to respect it. Well, that didn't go over well. So tell me the truth. Am I being dramatic? Am I the a-hole? My mom said I probably cried in the recovery room, and not because they stressed me out, but because I was just hormonal and tired. So be honest with me. Are my husband and I drawing a hard line over something nonsensical?
I'm just going to be 100% with you, man. I had a little ADD moment, and I didn't hear why they're not sending the photos out.
Because they were worried it would spread. So, like, if they sent it to one person, like, mom would post it on Facebook or send it to somebody else. So they were just trying to be protective.
Gotcha.
Of the baby's image, which I can understand.
Can't they send it to them on Snapchat?
You think grandma and grandpa have a Snapchat?
How bad you want to see that picture?
So maybe this is the people pleaser in me, but depending on the circumstances, and I know for my husband and I, because you use your own personal experiences to color how you see things, and this is what I'm doing here as to how I see this. We had a struggle. Everybody was involved in it. We got lots of prayers and love for us to have our IVF miracle baby, right? I would not withhold that picture from my family because they went on that journey with us. Probably something different here, or maybe this is the first grandbaby, so they're very excited. Yes, it is your child. Yes, that was your labor and delivery, but you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for your parents. Like, that is their... That's their DNA. Like, that's their ancestry, and that's their history, and that's their future. So the idea of not sending a picture, if she didn't want people in the delivery room, they honored that. She didn't want people at the hospital, they honored that. So the little nugget you can give them is a picture of the baby after the baby's born. And you text that with, please do not share. This is just for you. Here's your beautiful grandson. Here's your beautiful granddaughter. So personally, do I think it's an a-hole move that they didn't send a picture? It's well within their right. But yeah, I think it's kind of a-holey that they didn't share.
This could completely be coming from me just not having, being a parent or not having ever been a grandparent. But for me, I initially felt like the grandparents were acting like the a-holes because I understand the disappointment in that you may not get the picture like you wanted to, but I do feel like you should be able to do whatever you want with your child. And if they can't understand that, I get that. But to go as far as cursing out and hanging up and then like
that's
almost
a-hole.
Damaging the relationship, that feels like a bit much to me.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think the grandparents are being a-holes in this situation because I don't think they understand the landscape that we live in now. I mean, when you become an adult and you understand the sickos that are on the internet and what somebody would want to do with a photo of a baby, I mean, that would make me paranoid as a parent. So I don't fault them at all for doing what's best for their family. And I think I think it's a tighter boundary than most people make. So I understand why it was a disappointment to the grandparents. But at the end of the day, you still got to see your grandchild over FaceTime and you're going to get to have a lifetime of memories with them. So get over it for now.
I would just totally and completely rubber stamp what Kristen said. At least send the picture to the parents saying, hey, don't put this anywhere, but obviously you're the grandparents. Here's a picture.
Yeah.
How about you?
I think they're within their right. I get it. And especially because they tried to FaceTime, so it's not like they're keeping the grandson. Like, those days in the hospital can be a complete drugged out blur, and it's really hard to keep up. We couldn't even name my kids until like day three, and my parents were like, what's the name? So, I mean, I think she could have given them a warning, but I think she's not the a-hole, and so does all of Reddit. They all think she's not the a-hole. And quick update, they ended up sending a photo to the other family and friends asking not to post it on social media. They're not going to make contact with the parents again until the parents apologize to her husband because she goes, they disrespect him and my failure as a spouse is not standing up for him more. So this is where I'm drawing the line. They need to have a real apology to my husband and then they can come.
Oh, that's a strong line right there.
I'm mad at that.
All right, intern Courtney here, frustrating with the dating world.
Yeah, I understand that I'm a part of the modern dating world. That doesn't mean I understand it.
Yeah, or that you're happy about it.
Correct. I just don't get it. I have talked a little bit about how I have some anxiety when it comes to sleeping, but I think I've just learned that I have anxiety in general with everything. when it comes to dating for me, and I might get a little bit of backlash for this, but when it comes to dating, instead of the cliche, you're innocent until proven guilty, for me, you're guilty until proven innocent. I'm going to approach things in a way where I'm automatically assuming I'm in danger until you prove to me otherwise.
That's probably not a bad approach.
Really?
I can trust you.
Really?
Yeah.
The way dating is today, that's probably a good approach.
So you're just assuming if a guy approaches you, approach with caution because you already don't trust him.
I'm already on edge. I already don't think that, to me, you live in your parents, you can cyber security whatever me and you have all my information already, right?
Aww. You're an avoidant attachment style. This is so cute. I feel like I'm watching younger me.
Okay, well, that's not encouraging.
Oh, damn.
Hey, you did not have to come for me. You did not have to step on my neck that hard.
So basically, my twin sister, she does not have this same approach. She just trusts everybody willy-nilly. Mm-hmm. And she went on a date with a guy. It lasted a few hours. And for their second date, she had invited him over to our house for dinner. But that particular night, she would have been home alone. I wouldn't have been there, and our other roommate would not have been there. And I told her I wasn't really comfortable with it just because we don't know this guy. She had only met him one time. She's bringing him into our home with all of our personal belongings. And like, I just felt like she was putting herself in a very vulnerable position, not having any of her roommates home. Right. And her stance was, I pay my rent. I can have whoever I want over. Totally valid. But we got into this whole argument because I wasn't comfortable with it, even though I wasn't going to be there. So it wasn't going to directly affect me. It was still my house and my safe space. And she was like, well, I pay my bills. I want to have him over. I'm going to have him over. And so I just have this like lens of anxiety when it comes to dating, even when it's like other people and my friends. And I just don't know if I'm being overly cautious or if that's just an adult thing to have somebody over for dinner. You know what I mean?
I had a friend that was in this situation in college, and she said the exact same thing that you did. Like, when it comes to my apartment, like, this is my safe space. This is my oasis. And for you to bring some crusty critter over here that I don't know, that you barely know, it's not going to be a fun time for everybody. But to be fair, she is splitting rent with you. And it's not like she's picking up Freddy Krueger. Do you know what I mean?
Not
like,
that you know.
How do I know that? Yeah. I'm sure Ted Bundy was a great first date.
That's what the documentary says.
That's what they say.
But to be fair, it might actually be you. You could reframe it as you being a girl's girl in the sense that you're looking out for her safety. Because would you rather have Ted Bundy take her out to a restaurant where she's alone or be at your apartment where you can be on guard, where your anxiety is telling you he's going to murder everyone and you can be on deck ready to defender.
Ready to get murdered as well.
Yeah.
A 2-for-1 special.
No. You'll be the one that survives. You'll be the one in the documentary explaining what happened.
Guilt. We're just going to go with that.
She was a great girl. She had all the hope in the world for him. Too bad she got killed.
This got really dark.
See, these are things guys never even worry about at all. Like, I would never even think twice about it. Bring over whoever you want. But as a woman, you got to worry about these things.
Yeah, I just told her that moving forward, I would be more comfortable if somebody else was there just, you know, in case something happens. I don't know if that's better or worse for me to put myself in that situation. But I didn't like that she was alone with the guy. Mm-hmm.
This might like weird your roommate out and maybe you, but it could be an option is you guys get like a Nest at home camera system and you're like, hey, if you're going to bring anyone over who's a stranger to the rest of us, we got to turn the cameras on.
Mm.
And you would tell the person coming over, hey, my roommates have cameras as security. That's a layer of protection. You don't have to have them on all the time, but that way your friend is protected. The stranger knows they're being watched and you can also feel safe about your stuff because it's all recorded.
And if he doesn't feel comfortable taking his hockey mask off, then you just don't let him in.
Hey, men with masks are all the rage right now.
It's the Burt Show.
You're on the Burt Show.